तपाई एसपीएस रेडियो नेपालीको साथमा हुनुहुन्छ।
माटो वा भूमिले एबोरिजिनल तथा टोरस स्ट्रेट आइल्यान्डर मानिसहरूका लागि एकदमै ठुलो र पवित्र महत्त्व बोकेको छ। यो उनीहरूको पहिचान, आत्मीयता र जीवनशैलीसँग निकै मिहिन रूपमा गाँसिएको छ। आन्टी डेड्री मार्टिन युइन राष्ट्रकी वा बान्जा महिला हुन्। स्थानीय समुदायकी एक आदरणीय र ज्येष्ठ सदस्य रहेकी मार्टिन न्यू साउथ वेल्सको धारावाल क्षेत्र अन्तर्गतको राष्ट्रिय निकुञ्ज एवं वन्यजन्तु सेवामा एक एबोरिजिनल रेन्जरकी रूपमा कार्यरत पनि छिन्। आन्टी डुएड्रीका लागि जमिन भनेको स्वामित्व लिइने सम्पत्ति होइन, बरु आफूबाट अलग्याउन नसकिने आफ्नो एक भाग हो जसलाई आदर स्याहार गर्नुपर्छ।
I can't speak for all people, but for me, with the land, we don't and never will own the land. We have a role to protect the land, our country. The land is what provides us with food, water, shelter, only to name a few. Land is a terminology, but it runs through our veins. It's our first breath, and it will be our last.
आन्टी डेड्री मार्टिनका अनुसार यो सम्बन्ध यतिको गहिरो छ कि जमिनसँग नजिक हुँदा मात्रै पनि उनमा आफ्नो माटोप्रतिको लगाव प्रष्टै हुन्छ।
Spirituality is my strength, a sense of belonging, a connection, and a sense of knowing your country. For instance, when I'm traveling home from Sydney, as soon as I come around the Kaiama Bend, I look down the coast. And the feeling of belonging just overcomes me, and I think, I'm home.
Desmond Campbell, Northern Territory-ko Gurunji ra Alawa Nalakon samudayako manis bhanera aafulai chinauna paunda gaurwanwit mahsus garchan. हाल सिडनीमा रहेको वेलकम टु कन्ट्रीका प्रमुख कार्यकारी अधिकृत रहेका उनी भन्छन् कि आफ्नो भूमिका बारेमा सोच्दा पनि मुटुको धड्कन तेज हुन्छ।
When you're on that dirt track, there's this anticipation as you're seeing key sort of hills and trees that's telling you that you're getting closer and closer and closer. And so there's this build, and I'm getting goosebumps actually thinking about it now that I'm in Sydney and thinking about being home, being on country. There's this anticipation that you know what you're going to smell, you know what you're going to taste, you know who you're going to see. It's just this familiarity that just will never leave you.
आफ्नो माटो भन्दा टाढा रहे तापनि उक्त जमिनसँग उनको नाता अडिलो छ।
Very joyful happiness feelings that really rises all the senses in your body. But although we didn't grow up there permanently, it's as if we were there just yesterday every time we go there. It's just so familiar to us. And you just feel safe. You feel like you're in a place that you can be who you are as an Aboriginal person. You can speak the language and people know what you're saying. You can hear the language.
आफ्नो पुर्खौली जमिन नियमित रूपमा फर्किनु निकै आवश्यक रहेकोमा उनी जोड दिँदै भन्छन् कि यसो गर्दा आफ्नो संस्कृति र भाषा बचाउन त जोड पुग्छ नै, यसका साथै अन्तर आत्मासँग जोडिने पनि अद्भुत अवसर प्राप्त हुन्छ।
Fills me up, fills my spirit up. It allows me to be able to be living in a place like Sydney and work for an organization like Welcome to Country. Through this platform at Welcome to Country, we're sharing culture and language from all these different countries all around Australia. So for me to be able to be leading that, I need to be maintaining my culture and my language and have that integrity. And I can only do that by going home from time to time.
क्याम्बेलका अनुसार जमिनसँगको नाता पुरानो पुस्ताले नयाँ पुस्तालाई सुनाउने कथाहरूबाट सुरु हुन्छ, अनि उनको भनाइमा अस्ट्रेलियामा बस्ने सबै आदिवासीहरूको आफ्नै मौलिक कथाहरू, आत्मीयता र सम्बन्धहरू छन्।
My Gurindji side is on my father's side. That's desert country. The animals are different. The seasons are different. So the stories were different as well, because entwined with those stories were lessons about when you can go hunting during different seasons and what you can hunt. Entwined with those stories were lessons about if you do the wrong, for instance, if you play with fire during the wrong season, the consequences of a big bushfire happening and the consequences of destroying flora and fauna habitats that might be important for
ब्राडली हार्डी पनि आफ्नो आदिवासी पृष्ठभूमिमा गर्व लिन सक्ने यस्तै एक अस्ट्रेलियन हुन्। उनी नियम्बा, युआलारियाई, कुमा र कामिलारोई समुदायका पुरुष हुनका साथै बावन नदीसँगैको ब्रेविर्ना एबोरिजिनल फिस ट्र्याप्स अथवा बाई अमेज घुन्नुका आधुनिक कालका एक संरक्षक पनि हुन्। उनी नदीलाई आफ्नो रगत र पहिचानको रूपमा हेर्छन्.
I live about 700 meters north of the fish traps. I live on the deep part of the river. I'm a river person, and off that river, I'm a black soil person. The river's my blood. The river's my identification with the community that brings community together. We need all those as to become one.
Breweryna Aboriginal Cultural Museum भनिने Breweryna आदिवासी सांस्कृतिक संग्रहालयमा स्थानीय गाइडका रूपमा काम गर्ने हार्डी कथा तथा इतिहासबारे बोल्ने गर्छन्. उनी भन्छन् कि नयाँ पुस्तालाई हस्तान्तरण गरेर उनले ती कथाहरूलाई जोगाउनै पर्छ.
I'm fortunate enough, I'm around a lot of the old people a lot of time, and they got to share a lot of this stuff with me. And I'm glad I took notice of a lot of that stuff. And often explain this on tour. I learn from old people to share with the young. That's how I keep it evolving. So I explain to people when I do tours of the fish traps in the museum, that the tour is never about me, but it's about honouring my old people, sharing with the young, and laying a platform for the young ones to keep sharing our history of the world. And it's our duty to do that as people.
ब्रेवरिनामा रहेका माछा समात्ने धराप मानव इतिहासकै सबैभन्दा पुरानो मध्येका एक हुन्. ढुङ्गाबाट बनेका यी धराप अङ्ग्रेजी वर्णमालाका यु र सी आकारमा रहेका छन्, जसले माछालाई जम्मा पारेर समात्न मात्र काम गर्दैनन्. यी धरापहरू यसरी बनेका छन् कि केही माछाहरू भने यसमा नफसी अगाडि बढ्न सक्छन् र उनीहरूको जीवनचक्र चलिरहन्छ. अनि ब्रेवरिनामा रहेका यी एबोरिजिनल फिस ट्र्याप्स अनेकौँ जातिका आदिवासीहरू भेला हुने ठाउँ पनि हो.
It's a sacred site. We've got to try to protect it. People ask, oh, can I go down and do that? I said, no, we try not to have just anyone go into them traps, you know. It's mainly for our people, you know, like for what's happened in the past. We don't want people blowing them up or anything like that. So that's our main duty, is to not only tell people about them and keep it evolving amongst our young people, but for the world, oh, these places are special places like the traps. Try to do keep preserving our stuff and sharing our stuff.
आन्टी डिएड्री पनि यस्ता चोखो स्थानहरूसम्म पुग्नु अगावै यस्ता ठाउँहरूको बारेमा जान्नु र तिनको महत्त्व बुझ्नु जरुरी हुने बताउँछिन्. अस्ट्रेलियाका प्रथम बासिन्दाका पावन भूमिहरू विभिन्न समुदायका मूल वासस्थान अनुसार विविध किसिमका छन्. कुनै स्थान महिला र पुरुष दुवैका लागि पुण्य हुन्छन् भने कुनै चाहिँ केवल महिला वा पुरुषहरूका लागि मात्र महत्त्वपूर्ण रहेका छन्. आन्टी डिएड्री भन्छन् कि समुदायलाई यी पवित्र स्थलहरूबारे सिकाउने काम उनको दायित्व हो. यसरी महत्त्वपूर्ण स्थानहरूको बारेमा ज्ञान फैलाउन पाउँदा आफूलाई एकदमै खुसी लाग्ने पनि उनी बताउँछिन्.
They are knowledgeable places that you can't visit until you get the knowledge. Like, for instance, the men's and women's rights. We all have a responsibility to our country by sharing and passing the responsibility to our upcoming future, the youth and our young ones. I enjoy going out there because the actual site that I take them down to is to a women's site, and I could share that story. Sort of hard because you have a lot of male.
अस्ट्रेलियामा आदिवासीहरूका पावन भूमिका बारेमा जान्नु र ती स्थान भ्रमण गर्नु महत्त्वपूर्ण पाटो भए तापनि यिनको आदर गर्नु र यस्ता ठाउँहरूको भ्रमण अगाडि स्थानीय काउन्सिल अनि समुदायहरूबाट सल्लाह लिनु उचित हुन्छ. ब्राडली हार्डी.
And that's why we want people to come out and learn about our stuff. Yeah, whether it be the fish traps here or whether it be a lot of our other history too or in different places, we want people to come and to really get the truth of our history, so they can't just read about it in different books or stuff, but come and see. You know, we want people to come out and learn about this stuff, but also be mindful and respectful of our stuff too.
Like, share, recommend, gornuhos. SBS Nepali Lai, Facebook ma saath dinuhos.